All right, our first news takeout is a big media story, and it comes with a question, so let's go with me here. What if you were in a room, okay, with, like, Conan O'Brien, right?
Right.
Jay Leno, Jimmy Fallon, and Carson Daly. I mean, how funny would that be, huh?
That's hilarious.
Well, nobody would be laughing this morning, that's for sure. NBC is apparently reshuffling its late-night deck one more time. Joining us now, Bill Carter, media correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Bill.
Hi, John.
Leno is going back to late night from 10 o'clock. The prime time experiment seems to have failed. Is that the story?
That's correct. It looks like they've decided that because the Olympics are coming up, it's the natural time for them to make a change, which they've been kicking around for several months now because of pressure from their local affiliates. They're doing so poorly at 11 o'clock following up Jay's 10 o'clock show.
I mean, basically, the promise of the network to the affiliates is always deliver us a great audience for our local news so we can make money. And Leno just absolutely bit the dust on that.
Yeah, that's really been the problem. I mean, once he was installed five nights a week, there wasn't even a single night that NBC could give them a really positive audience from 10:30 to 11 that would give them a boost. And so local ratings at almost every NBC affiliate were down like 15 to 20%.
Now, NBC Universal has gone from the GE umbrella over to the Comcast umbrella. Does that have anything to do with the timing of this decision or the angst with which all of this seems to be handled?
Well, I was told it didn't. Now, Comcast, although they have made a deal to purchase, NBC has not officially done it,
right,
and has to keep an arm's length agreement right now. They can't really enforce their will on NBC technically. Whether or not they influence this in some way, I guess it's only something you can infer at this point. But they officially, they can have nothing to do with it.
Now, the sort of speculation that I see all over in the various stories that are running on this Leno thing, if Leno goes back to 11:35, Conan would go to midnight, and then Jimmy Fallon, what would happen to him? Carson Daly? I mean, what's going to happen to all these various programs?
Well, the wrinkle here is that Jay would only do a half an hour show, and we'd go from 11:35 to 12:05, and Conan would then start at 12:05. He would get an hour, his regular hour, and then Fallon moves back a half an hour, begins at 1:05. The interesting thing, other interesting wrinkle, is that the Conan O'Brien show is still called The Tonight Show.
Right.
And Leno would have a show at 11:35, presumably still the Jay Leno show.
And there's some deal in Conan's contract if he isn't doing The Tonight Show, Jihee has to basically give him, the nation of Australia or something.
Yeah, $45 million, I think, was the penalty fee if he didn't keep didn't get The Tonight Show. But I think it's even more than that, because if they were to not have him do The Tonight Show, I think he would be free to leave. In
wow.
this case, even if he gets another offer, they would argue, no, you still have The Tonight Show. That's the deal you had. I think it would become a very big legal wrangle, and I'm told right now, at least at this moment, Conan is not ready to fight that fight.
Well, so if you were in a room with Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Carson Daly, no one would be laughing, right, Bill Carter?
I think Jay might be a little bit happy. He's going back to the time period where he was a winner from a time period where he's been a loser.
All right, Bill Carter, media correspondent for our partner, The New York Times.
And he has a shortened work day. He only has to work for half an hour,
that's right?
Right,
that's right.